The US Report. Thanks to Peters of Kensington. Stock take sale on now. petersofkensington.com.au.
Welcome to your Harley Carnes.
Hi there. How's it going, Chris?
Very, very well, thank you. Now, this is some news that people have probably not been across. It's only happened recently. Police shoot a black man in Louisiana, and I've got to say the video looks bad.
Yeah, this video is it's as bad as I've seen. I don't know that I've seen one worse. The police shooting of this man in Baton Rouge. The video is from a store right next to the killing, the owner of the store with a cell phone in his hand. And in the video, Alton Sterling is his name. He's 37. He's on the ground being held there by officers. And one of them pulled a pistol and placed it very close to his chest, very, very much point blank. The video ends with the officers backing away. Sterling moves his last, apparently dies in front of them. He'd been shot about three times. And this happened just as someone had said, he's got a gun, he's got a gun. But how could he have reached the gun is the big question. The feds have swooped in. There's a civil rights investigation. Local police are saying they welcome it. This is probably not going to take a long time.
Yeah. You suggested yesterday when we spoke about the Hillary Clinton email affair not quite being over. Well, the FBI director is now to testify at the House about the no charge recommendation, right?
Yeah, well, it's far, far from being over because the backlash has been growing. It's not just Republicans. It's a lot of legal experts who've been looking at it and saying, how could they not have brought something? And so James Comey is being called to testify before the House at the Oversight Committee about the decision not to recommend charges against Hillary Clinton. This is a pretty tough committee. They can, they have oversight of a lot of things, including funding for some of these organizations like the FBI. Also, the Attorney General, Loretta Lynch, is going to be called the following week, to answer some of the same questions. And she didn't come up with the answer. Matter of fact, the Justice Department recommends to her what she's to do. While she has not recused herself, she's indicated that the decisions ultimately whether or not to prosecute will be made by some career law enforcement people. But once the FBI jerked the rug out from under them, chances are not good that anything's going to happen. Yeah. And at the House, there may be even more things going on before it's all over. So we'll see.
Explain this to us. The president has slowed the withdrawal of U.S. troops from Afghanistan.
Yeah, this is a big deal for him. He pledged we're going to have all of our troops out of Afghanistan by the time I leave office. He had already said there were going to be about 5,000 that would have to stay, but now because things have gotten so much worse there and the Taliban's been resurgent and ever since we pulled our combat troops out, now he's going to have to keep at least 8,400 troops, and the generals there are saying we need more than that. Afghanistan saying we need you to leave more than that there, so we'll see how it ultimately goes. But at least when the president walks out, they won't be gone. There'll be at least 8,400 American troops in Afghanistan.
And happy birthday, George W.
He's 70 today. George W. Bush spending his day at the ranch in Texas, doing what he loves to do, riding his mountain bike with wounded warriors. He does it periodically in an assortment of venues, and does it without any fanfare. We wouldn't know if we hadn't asked, in fact.
That's right. Harley, thank you very much for that.
All right, thanks.
I'll Harley Carnes in the United States.
Chris Smith, right across Australia.